Lin Yu Stambaugh, National Commander of the American Legion, concerning the Legion's stand in the present crisis. Commander Stambaugh arrived in the nation's capital a few hours ago by plane and will speak to us from the NBC studios in Washington. His subject, the Legion again answers the call. Mr. Stambaugh.
Thank you, Don. Tonight, the United States is faced with war. United States territory has been invaded. Bombs have been dropped on United States military and naval establishments. American citizens and American soldiers have been killed. War has been declared on our country by Japan. At this time, I speak with quiet pride for the more than a million men and women of our country who are members of the American Legion. As their national commander, I speak in their name. And when I say that in this black hour of crisis, the American Legion answers the call. At 4 o'clock this afternoon, I landed by plane at Washington Airport with other Legion officials. Our first act was to call the White House. The American Legion, in that telephone call, assured the President of the United States that although most of us have been in civil life since the end of the First World War, the President of the United States is still our Commander-in-Chief. At the same time, assurances of the American Legion went to the Secretary of War, Mr. Henry L. Simpson, and to the Secretary of the Navy, Colonel Frank Knox, that the Legion is ready to place its entire resources at the call of our country. We are ready to a man and to a woman to serve where our efforts are most needed. We of the Legion represent the men and the women who put forth the manpower and the willpower that won the last war. Since that time, we have constantly asked for and encouraged a strong national defense ready at all times to repel any enemy. Ours has been the one voice which refused to be stilled in all the years since 1919. We sponsored the National Defense Act of 1920, the act under which our country finally began to opt to build its defenses only some 2 years ago. We urged compulsory military training more than 20 years ago. We did not urge these things because we wanted war. The Legion has always wanted peace. Now, war has come. And now that war has come, now that war has been forced upon us by brutal invasion of our territory, the Legion still wants peace. We now know, however, that the only way to get this peace is to accept the challenge with which we are faced and to decide the issues of that challenge once and for all. This will require, first of all, national unity. A unity of thought, a unity of ideal, and a unity of effort. In pledging this unity for the American Legion membership, I believe that I can make the same pledge for every patriotic American. I believe that I can pledge every American to a phrase in the preamble of the Legion Constitution, a phrase which declares that might shall not be the master of right. This means that we, as Americans, must temporarily and voluntarily put aside some of the rights which we hold most dear in order that we may protect that more precious right of Americanism. In fact, from this day until our danger has been finally erased from the earth, Americanism should be the only ism which any patriotic American can uphold and at the same time uphold the security and freedom of our nation. All controversy as to why we have been placed in our present situation should be forgotten as we follow the lead of our government. Perhaps even more important, all ambitions of labor and of industry to make gains as a result of this emergency should be gladly set aside. At this time, none of us should consider himself as an individual in the ranks of either labor or industry. Now that war has been forced upon us, we are Americans and Americans only. Americans who know no right but the right to protect the homes and the land that a good and just God has given us. It is for our land and for our homes, our families, and all the institutions which we have enjoyed. It is for these precious things that all our energies should be gladly offered. With this in view, with our existence at stake, no patriotic American has the right to strike, whether he be striking against capital or against labor. No longer can any patriotic American ask himself how much he can gain as an individual. First of all, he must ask himself how much he can sacrifice in the interest of us all. That should be our national watchword: sacrifice for country rather than gain for self. If any American doubts that he will be called on to make sacrifices, let him consider this fact. We are now opposed by brutal powers who are devoting their entire economy, their entire substance, their entire manhood to the accomplishment of world conquest. This world conquest is being aimed at a single achievement, an achievement so simple that any child may understand it. This achievement is the establishment of a principle of slavery through force. The powers which now oppose us place no value on human life. The lives of their own people hold no value to them. They are willing to sacrifice countless lives of their own people. We may be sure that any sacrifice of American life will bring them only gratification. As National Commander of the American Legion, I speak for a membership which has seen war. I speak for men and women who know what war means. I know myself, for I saw it overseas in the last war. Speaking for the Legion membership and for myself, I feel it my duty to tell you this fact, that human life means nothing to the power which this day has launched upon us the brutality of war. In short, we must be prepared to sacrifice not only individual gains, we must be prepared to sacrifice life itself. Yet I speak also for every member of the Legion when I tell you that we go forward without fear, knowing the things which face us. We Americans are ready to meet them. We are ready to meet force with force, and with all our efforts dedicated to the task of making that force ever greater. If we of the Legion can bring you any lesson from what we have seen of war, it is this: there is no bravery greater than that which is armored with the spirit of right and of justice. We Americans have the spirit of right and of justice as our armor, and for that we may well thank God. Yet in saying that we do not fear, we can also say that we do not underestimate the power of the enemy who faces us. We are faced with an enemy who has been at war in training for war for many years. The totalitarian powers long ago converted their entire nation into schools for war. They prepared for war while we Americans lived in peace. Every American knows these things about the enemies who face us. We know that they are without humanity and without mercy. We know all these things and more. But one thing we know above all: We know that Americans have never refused a challenge to protect their liberties. All of you, within the sound of my voice, know that we shall not begin to refuse to accept that challenge now. And you know, as I know, that Americans go forward without fear, despite the magnitude of the task which confronts us. In speaking for the American Legion, I am sure that every loyal American now listening will join with me when I say to the enemies who have invaded us, on this day, you have made the gravest mistake in all your history. Yes, I am sure that every loyal American now listening will join with me in that statement. More than that, I am sure that every loyal American will join together to prove that statement. Up to now, our country has engaged in a defense effort greater than any in its history. But from now on, that defense effort of our recent past will seem puny indeed. For now, at last, Americans are fully aroused. Now at last, we are united by attack from without, by a common enemy, an enemy who has boldly sent over his bombing planes, his submarines, and his warships, and unleashed a bloody attack without any warning and in all violation of international law and the law of humanity.
We interrupt for a special bulletin. A telephoned bulletin from an NBC correspondent in Manila informs us that the Pan American base in Guam has been bombed. A telephone bulletin from an NBC correspondent in Manila says that the Pan-American base in Guam has been bombed. We continue now with Mr. Lin Yu Sambor's talk.
Whatever may have been our disagreements in the past, now at last they are settled by the one common goal of protection for our entire people. In guaranteeing this protection, the American Legion calls on every American to volunteer his best efforts toward the one goal of vanquishing this enemy who has dared to attack us. Let us prove to him the gravity of his mistake. Let us all help to convince this enemy by means which he can understand that this country will not accept dictation of the rule of force. Tonight, we cannot say what thoughts were in the minds of the Japanese warlords when they craftily decided to force this country into war. Perhaps they thought we would back down. Perhaps they hoped for a Munich of the Pacific. Perhaps they hoped we would prove as docile as the Chinese, who for years now have seen Japanese bombing planes roar over their cities, and who have been unable to reply because they lack the equipment. We do not know what prompted the Japanese warlords to make their gigantic mistake. We do know that they have challenged every right which Americans hold dear, that they have challenged the ideas and the ideals on which our country was built. We do know that if this challenge is not answered, and answered in terms of force, we will voluntarily abdicate our rights to call ourselves free. We do know that America cannot exist except as a free nation, and we do know that the day has not yet arrived when Americans are unwilling to fight for America. Thank you.
You have just heard an address by Lin Yu Sambor, National Commander of the American Legion, speaking over the combined NBC networks from the nation's capital. Commander Sambor's subject was, "The Legion Again Answers the Call." This is the National Broadcasting Company.